Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's interviews from Scottsdale, Arizona feature a veteran pitcher and newcomer to the Giants, Jeff Samardzija, and a youngster in Tyler Beede, who was a first-round draft pick out of Vanderbilt and is making his way through the Giants farm system. We'll start with the Shark, Samardzija, who started his career with the Chicago Cubs, was a relief pitcher, became a starter and an all-star in Chicago, moved over to the A's and then the White Sox last year, where he had his worst year as a starter at 11-13 and a 4.96 ERA. But the Giants are hoping that he can revert back to his 2014 All-Star season, and they signed him to a $90 million contract. Here's the conversation with Jeff Samardzija.
Jeff, you talked about Buster Posey catching you. How are you looking forward to that? How much are you looking forward to just the way he can pick apart the hitters?
Yeah, you know, I mean, experience back there is so key, especially in the catching position. You know, you rely on those guys a lot as a pitcher, and then the heavier you can rely on the catcher, then the more you can kind of worry about your mechanics and just that delivery of the ball and where it needs to be. So, you know, you start snowballing thoughts and game plans in your head. A lot of times you get out of your, you know, out of your rhythm, and then things kind of go astray on you. So, you know, to have that foundation behind the plate is, you know, is always great, something to lean on for sure.
Speaking of mechanics, how much are you working on that? I mean, you have a new pitching coach in Dave Rigetti. It's a new year, and you're trying to iron out some things from last year. So is it a major overhaul or just some minor things?
No, I think it's about getting back to the basics. I think, you know, when you struggle at times, a lot of it's because of inconsistencies in your delivery, and you're kind of chasing that white rabbit that is a certain feeling or a certain release point or whatever it may be. And a lot of times, you know, that's a never-ending chase. And the only way to get back to normal is to just clean the slate and go back to what worked not for you. And I thought I did that towards the end of the year last year, and it really carried for me through the offseason into today. You know, this is probably the most connected I've been from last season to a new season, you know, to where I still remember, you know, where I was at the end, and I kind of stayed on the gas all off season with a chip on my shoulder, and now we're here today. I feel great, man. The ball's coming out outstanding, and yeah, we're just going to keep getting better.
You were telling the media that it's not a coincidence the Giants have been winning World Series, and that was one of the draws for you coming here. What kind of a vibe do you get from being in this clubhouse, just getting to know the players that have been winners?
Yeah, just a professional vibe, you know. There's no me's in this clubhouse. I remember as soon as I got here and Romo and Pence showed up, and, you know, you get talking to the guys and, you know, and actually talking about clubhouse culture and things like that, which rarely ever happens. So, you know, I knew right away as soon as I got here that there was a conscious effort to have a winning mentality, and that's the way you approach every day. And every day is a new day. You know, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You know, you got to turn the page and come out and perform today. And that's what it's all about here.
And how excited are you about the overall team, not just you, but, you know, newcomers like Cueto and Span and the guys who have already been here?
Exciting. You know, I think anytime you pick up a guy like Cueto that not only has his resume but just coming off a World Series, you know, he's got the taste. And so, you know, a lot of experience. And Denard's been one of the premium center fielders, I think, in the game for a long time. And plays great defense, and leadoff hitter is so important in this game, you know, to set the tone right off the bat. So it's going to be great, man. And as a pitcher, I'm never going to complain when you're picking up speedsters in the outfield, man. They can run that ball down all day long. I'll be fine with that. So, like I said, it just needs to be a winning culture, and everyone needs to be on the same page with what we're trying to do.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Good luck.
No problem, anytime.
That's new Giants starter Jeff Samardzija, who should be slotted into the number three spot in the Giants rotation. Coming up, we'll hear from right-hander Tyler Beede, who is in Major League camp, and a youngster who's trying to impress as he moves his way towards AAA in the minor league system. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough, roughs along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now it's time to hear from one of the youngsters in the Major League camp for the Giants, Tyler Beede, who was the first-round draft pick in 2014, the 14th overall pick out of Vanderbilt. And last year, he started the season in San Jose, where he had a 2.24 ERA, moved up to Double-A Richmond, 5.23 ERA there. Very intelligent guy. Hope you'll enjoy listening to the conversation I had last week with right-hander Tyler Beede.
Tyler, tell us about the experience being here in spring training. You've already been on the mound in intra-squad game, so how pumped are you for this season?
I'm very pumped. I'm very excited, and it's been a lot of fun to be here, to be around these guys, obviously big league guys who have been around the game for a while. Just to be able to pick their brains and kind of follow what they're doing in terms of their routine and preparation has been great for my game, and just trying to improve each day and just have fun while I'm here.
Tell us about last season. You started out the year in San Jose, very successful there, got moved up. What was the learning experience for you?
Just another step in going up in the system. And obviously there's every year has its challenges and has its ups and downs. So for me, it was just sort of embracing those adversities and being able to grow from them and understanding that you're going to have your ups and downs during the season. And kind of just after the season, just evaluating kind of what you need to do to improve. And I think this year I came back and improved some things that I needed to work on.
What do you think are the biggest challenges when you do move up a level? I mean, obviously the hitters are going to be better. Every level is going to have better play. But for you, what did you notice last year?
Yeah, I think you just need to stay focused more on each pitch and each outing. I think the level of talent is obviously increases as you go up, but their ability, hitters, as I'm talking about, their ability to hit your mistakes just kind of gets a little better as you get up. So you need to make sure that you're throwing those 0-2 pitches down a little bit off the plate, making sure that you're not giving hitters too good of pitches to hit because they'll make you pay for it. Those levels.
We'll have more with Giants prospect pitcher Tyler Beede right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
How about the adjustment that you made? I remember in college you were throwing more of a four-seam fastball, and then you worked in more of a one-seam fastball, as you were telling us, in San Jose. How did that work out, and are there things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, it worked well. I mean, for me it was just a year to develop, and I think that's how I treat it usually in terms of obviously I want to go out, compete, and win, but it's an opportunity to develop and get yourself better and season yourself for that potential call-up in the big. So for me, I was working on, moving the ball, just trying to get some extra movement and get some ground balls into forced contact, and for a while it was really working for me, and it's something I'm going to continue to work on, but I'll start to implement that four-seam back in just to give it a different look, because the more pitches you have, the tougher it is for hitters to kind of make solid contact.
Did you feel like at times, velocity is not going to be the same really with a two-seam or one-seam fastball that it is with the four? So, I mean, is that something that will give you, the more velocity if you need to pump up, to get a hitter?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about changing speeds and throwing off the hitter's timing. So for me, it'll be an opportunity to change eye levels, to maybe go up and in a little bit, go up and away, and have a pitch that'll kind of be more of a jump pitch that kind of goes by a hitter as opposed to kind of sinking down to the barrel. So I'm excited to see how that combination works in terms of the sinker, the cutter, and the four-seam.
One of the things I noticed watching you is that you have a very smooth delivery. And how important is that to you to be able to repeat it? I mean, it seems like consistency in the delivery is one of the important parts of pitching.
Absolutely. That's the goal for any pitcher, is just to be repeatable with their mechanics and be in a good rhythm. And that's the most important thing for me is, when I look at tape and video me pitching, is it a consistent rhythm and is it consistently repeated on a pitch-to-pitch basis? So, I'm feeling really smooth with my delivery now, and I'm feeling more explosive because of the weight that I've put on. So, it's been a good adjustment and good to kind of see how the rhythm's been going so far.
What would you say were some of the values of pitching at Vanderbilt, big-time program, pitching in the College World Series? And what were some of the things that you didn't expect from pro ball that, was just totally different, and it didn't even matter if you went to college?
Yeah, I think going through the college experience, you face a lot of ups and downs, just as you will in pro ball, and it's an opportunity for you to grow and learn kind of what you
what you're good at and what you're not good at. And so, you know, going to Vanderbilt, you learn all of those things, and you learn a whole lot more off the field too. So I think the things that you learn off the field at Vanderbilt help you so much in professional baseball, just in terms of how you handle yourself, how you go about your business, how you go about your routine, and how you respect the game and respect your teammates in the game. So, you know, you learn a lot mechanically, and you learn a lot about, you know, how to be an athletic pitcher, how to field your position, all those things, the intangibles and the style of pitching. But I think the things off the field really helped me in professional baseball.
How do you decide who to glean information from in this clubhouse? I mean, there's veteran guys, but, you know, do you pick your spots as far as trying to ask questions, or, you know, how open is everybody to talking about what they do and you trying to implement that into your game?
I think everyone's open in here. I mean, there's a wealth of knowledge in this locker room that it's not limited to just one person or five people or 10. I mean, there's 62 guys in here, and every one of these people, whether they're a rookie or a veteran, like Posey, have something to bring to the table. And so it's really not about, you know, picking guys out or individualizing yourself to just one person, but really seeing what everyone kind of brings to the game, what they've done to be successful, and just trying to not change your game but implement it to help kind of make your game more well-rounded.
How do you stay patient? I mean, you know that you're coming along great in your career, but at the same time, you got to, you know, plug your way through the minor leagues before you get to the big leagues. So how do you do that when, you know, it's pretty close? It's reachable for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, there's no pressure. There's no rush. It's just an opportunity that I know is, you know, I go out and just try to get better with each outing, with each season. And if there's an opportunity to move up or a position that I can fill, whether it be in AAA or in the bigs, and it's something I'll capitalize on. But for me, there's no pressure to be in a certain, be with a certain team or be in a certain position where, you know, I feel like we'll take my game to a certain level where I'm, since I'm putting pressure on myself, I won't perform the best that I can perform. So I know that it'll happen in due time, as long as I just keep, you know, getting better each day and keep doing what I can to make my game better.
To finish up, tell us a little bit about just the friendships that develop. I mean, you guys are around each other so much. I mean, in pro ball, you're with each other every day from right now until the end of the season. So, you know, how rewarding is it that, you know, you have a bunch of guys that are now your buddies because you've been around so much together?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Just they're such a big baseball family, and it doesn't just you know, come down to one locker room, but it revolves around the whole game of baseball. And you play with guys for so long. There's a lot of guys in here who've been with multiple teams, and some three, four, five teams. So they have friendships with guys from other teams and other organizations that'll last a lifetime. And I think that's the special part of the game, is you get to be kind of brought together with guys from different countries, different states, who you might not have been able to meet, you know, obviously aside from the game. So it's very cool, and there's a lot of great people in here who I'll be friends with for a long time.
Thanks a lot for the time, Tyler. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Giants right-hander Tyler Beede. Want to thank him and Jeff Samardzija for joining us from spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona. We'll continue our spring interviews on Wednesday with a battery. Matt Cain, pitcher, and catcher Andrew Susak will be joining us. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.